Good morning, good people. I am joined by Ms. Juanita Goss of the Bethany Christian Services. Welcome to the Local Take on Jazz 91.9.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, Ms. Goss, you're here to talk about the Be Real program. Can
Correct.
You explain to us and our listeners, what does that mean?
Okay, Be Real stands for Building and Enhancing Relationships, Employment, and Life Skills. Let me first say that Bethany Christian Services is the agency that this grant is awarded to from the Department of Health and Human Services. And their whole thing is to take some of that money that is spent on the negative results of children's experiences in unhealthy relationships. Their parents are fighting, they're being abused, that kind of thing. Children are in foster care and all that. To take just a few pennies from that money that's spent there to enhance relationships so that children come up in healthy families. The mission of Bethany Christian Services, we're in over 80 locations in the United States and 17 countries. We're the largest adoption agency in the country. And our mission is to demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ by enhancing the lives of children and families by quality social services. So we were awarded this grant because we also believe in the vision, which is every child in a loving family. We were awarded this grant because of our success in international and private adoptions and foster care and in just promoting healthy families overall.
So what you all have done is taken a small part, and rather than helping people in distress,
right,
working with people and families to learn how not to get into distress.
Exactly.
So now, how does that work exactly? Because most times when people are in crisis, mm-hmm. a lot of times they don't know it. You get so used to being in a situation that other people looking in might say is abusive or that is unrewarding. Mm-hmm. But if that's what you're used to, you might not even know you're in distress.
And sometimes a lot of times you don't. If that's a way of living, if that's a way that you've seen your families relate to each other. But the beginning of this whole process are two classes. One is for singles, called How to Avoid Falling for a Jerk or Jerkette. Because, you know, we have to foster making the right choices in the first place. You make the right choices for healthy relationships, then, you know, you're more likely.
You're better.
Yes, you're better off. So, and we do, we're really pushing this with young people. We're hoping that more students in college and younger people will enroll in this class. So we've been successful with it. We've done it for independent living students. We've done it for youth groups. We've done it for DFACS teenagers. But, teenagers in the DFACS system. But one of the parts of the Jerkette training is that we have them take a look at the dynamics of their family, who and gave them more their ideas about how to deal with a man, how to deal with a woman, and how to work on themselves to get rid of the negative influences. You know, if your auntie told you there are no men that are good, if you saw abuse in your family and you believe that that's how you're supposed to be treated. So we have them go through an exercise that brings that out. And I'm telling you, every time that happens, there are tears. There are tears in there for men and women. But to help them free themselves from those influences, to realize, I don't have to be a victim of this anymore. I don't have to think that I have to choose the men that I've seen in my family or the women that I've seen in my family.
So working with teens, I would imagine not only tears, but also learning new skills after you realize maybe some of those cultural signals or family signals mm-hmm. that you got that were just wrong.
Kipling, it's with teens and adults. The adults cry too. They go through that same kind of thing. And a lot of the time with adults, it's deeper because they've done it for so long. You know what I mean? At least the teenagers, they say, okay, I'm young.
They don't start the pattern
right,
or the habit.
They may not start it, but they will have these ideas in their head about or their opinions about relationships and how they should work.
And I guess so often, even if it's not your family that you are mirroring your relationship on, mm-hmm. even some of the things that we see in general media
are
often, it's really kind of a soap opera.
It is.
And a lot of people think it's real and think that that's the way it should be.
Exactly. Especially the reality shows, how women are relating to each other, how men are relating to women, and vice versa. It's just a very negative approach in living your life and in handling your relationship.
I don't think people realize that it's not reality.
Really, right.
So now your classes, you talk about the classes for teens, mm-hmm. and giving them the tools to create healthy relationships.
And singles, and adult singles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you guys also work with married couples and engaged couples.
Yes.
Can you tell me what are some of the differences in the tools that you all provide?
Okay, for we say committed, engaged, and married couples, or, you know, for the couples workshop. The curriculum is called Mastering the Mysteries of Love. And we begin, each skill builds on the next, you know. So we begin with communication. Then we may go to understanding. And we have an exercise. Every skill we teach, then we have the couples practice it. Okay. We have two lead trainers, and then we have coaches that go around and help the couples. And this is in a very caring, non-intrusive way, respecting their time, respecting what they need to say to each other, but also making sure that they're not giving the negative signals or the negative tones that have been their problem maybe in the past. So each skill builds on the other. We go from understanding to problem solving. Then we end with them coaching each other and continuing these kinds of skills that they learn. So involvement in one of the two classes is the beginning. Then we go on to see what other needs they have. Do they need couples therapy? Do they need individual therapy, which Bethany offers through our clinical services? Do they need employment assistance? One of our best components is our partnership with the Urban League. Because we're not a placement agency, we're not an employment agency. So we contract with them so that our clients can go through their system smoothly with no cost to their services.
So this is not only building the skills for the relationship, but if you are a stronger individual, you can be a stronger person or a more positive person in the relationship. So this is kind of from nuts to soup to nuts.
Exactly. We try to cover it so that your situation is comfortable. So that's why it's employment and life skills also. And we give parenting classes, you know, just things that alumni events for you to continue from that couples group to enhance it. We use marriage links. That's another curriculum. We use red flags. That's another curriculum that we have for singles afterwards, just to avoid domestic violence and that kind of thing.
So, Anita, if someone is listening right now, mm-hmm. and they're thinking, oh, this would be perfect for my niece, or my girlfriend needs to do this, or I need to do this, mm-hmm. what would they do to get involved with the Be Real classes?
They can get to us online at www.bethany.org/be-real, and they can see that the classes that we're offering, and they can register online. They can also call our in-house registration line, which is 770-274-3005.
Now, it's counseling, it's classes. If you are a group, a women's organization or a church group, mm-hmm. and you want to bring it maybe to your organization, is that possible? Would you all come into a group and present these classes or these skills to?
Definitely. And we have done that. We've done that several times.
So the same way, mm-hmm. on the website or through the phone, you all would come out and teach and give folks these life skills.
Well, the activities, the events that are listed on the website are public events. If people want to come to us, as you just stated, as a group, and they want us to come, you know, on to their church or to their
campus,
community center or whatever, yes, we are willing to do that as a special offering. Okay. But the events that are listed on the website are public offerings. And for instance, next weekend is a committed, engaged, and married couples event. And we're at the Comfort Inn in at Perimeter. And we pay for overnight for married couples for that.
Yes. So this is, there is no charge for people who want to participate.
There's no charge.
And learn these skills.
And we treat you so well. Everybody raves about, I'm amazed at the people who don't come, you know, because it's such a wonderful experience. And we depend on our alumni to spread the word. But we treat you well. We feed you well. You have a good time. You connect with your partner. You commit time and attention to them that you may not have time to do otherwise. And we also pay whoever you have designated to take care of your children so that you can concentrate on each other.
So this seems to be an amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And all couples, engaged or committed, folks mm-hmm. have to do is go to your website. And this is next weekend?
This offering is next weekend. It may be kind of full, but we have
there are others
two in
that
September.
Are on.
Yes, we have two coming up in September.
So give us that website again for people who want to register for the engaged, committed, and couples classes. One this weekend, but two coming up in September. Where would they go?
They would go to www.bethany.org/BE-real, R-E-A-L.
I know that there are people out there who need this. Sometimes, even if there is nothing wrong, it's good to do a refresher.
Exactly.
To get a regrouping of the passion, the love, to make sure that you're on the right track.
Exactly. I'm glad that you said that because you don't have to be in a problem situation. As a matter of fact, we really stress that this is not couples counseling. We have people call us and say, I want to come to the counseling class. This is not couples counseling. This is relationship enhancement, okay, to make it better. It may be the beginning of what you see as taking the next step toward couples counseling. It may be saving you from getting on that brink of needing couples counseling, but it is not couples counseling, okay?
This is relationship enhancement. So whether you're having a challenge
or not,
mm-hmm. you just want better skills in communicating and relating with each other,
yes.
this is an opportunity for you to have learn those skills.
Exactly.
Ms. Goss, thank you so much. I mean, in the learning something new every day, I hope everyone who's listening has learned something new and will take advantage of this opportunity to build better relationship skills.
It would be wonderful if they did. I want to thank you, Kipling, and WCLK for this opportunity to spread the word.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay.